Our Lady, Star of the New Evangelization. St. Joseph. Saints Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar. Our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. On these days after Epiphany until the end of the Christmas season, we focused yesterday on the three wise men and the importance of their witness to us, but also, you know, that Christ manifested himself to us. The first theophany or epiphany was the incarnation itself. So everything that flows from that has further revealed our Lord to us. And since that incarnation, that first epiphany and manifestation and all the others, all seem to have a very important key, which is also important for ourselves today if we want to manifest Christ to the world, and that is the Marian component. We spoke about, you know, that Our Lady is the star of the new evangelization by Pope John Paul II, was the first one to give Our Lady that title. But she is truly the one that is always a part of Christ's revelation, because that's how he came to us in the first place. And as St. Bonaventure says, that the mode of the incarnation is Marian, and not just in the first moment, but every moment since and for till the end of time, then every epiphany, every manifestation of Christ has in it some Marian component. You cannot find Christ truly and fully without Our Lady. And I think that's what Pope John Paul II is trying to tell us, is that she is the star of the new evangelization. We want to lead people to Christ, then we have to do it in a Marian way. And that'll be done in the most perfect way, in the most complete way, if we do it that way. For it even mentions that the wise men, when they entered into the house, they found the child with his mother. It'll always be that case. You will always find that you have the true and complete picture of Christ if there's Our Lady there. Otherwise, you may have only a part of the picture. And that's probably why our Protestant brothers and sisters only have a part of the faith and not the fullness of it, because they have dropped out or left out Our Lady, thinking that she's an obstacle instead of a vehicle to finding her. But the other important part about the Epiphany that we celebrate today and throughout these days before the end of the Christmas season is not only did Christ manifest himself to us, but now, because we are followers of Christ, our duty and our vocation is to manifest himself to others. Christ has given us the church to manifest himself to the world. You know, he uses now the instrumentality of the church to manifest himself to the world, first and foremost through the Eucharist in the Blessed Sacrament. He manifests himself. Behold the Lamb of God. But then individual Christians and Catholics have the vocation to manifest him to the world. How? By living our faith, by putting it into practice. That's the first place. How does the church manifest Christ? By preaching the gospel, by enlightening the world about what Christ said and did and what his teaching is. We manifest Christ to the world. Well, then individual Catholics, by living their faith, by their words and deeds, they manifest Christ to the world. I remember that beautiful saying by Mother Angelica said, "You may be the only Christ your neighbor will ever meet." And that is true. If we are truly followers of Christ and we're putting into practice his words and his deeds and we're trying to imitate Christ, then we should be manifesting Christ to the world by just living our faith. You know, the new evangelization is not a difficult thing. If we just start living our faith as Catholics, as the church says we ought to live it, and not these Catholics that are cafeteria Catholics or self-proclaimed, defining their own which isn't Catholicism. They're just Protestants with a Catholic name. But to be Catholic and to live it out as the Church professes it, we cannot but help evangelize. People are going to be attracted because, not because of who we are, in one sense, but be what we are. That we are living out our faith. Goodness, beauty, truth, they all are attractive. And that's what we're made for. We're made for beauty, truth, and goodness. And so this is the new evangelization. It doesn't involve, programs and, mass media in the first place. In the first place, it just means we need to live it out. And by living it out, then we will truly be faithful followers, and true followers will be the real McCoy, as they say, of living out what we profess to be. And this is probably the saddest thing, that the division of Christianity and the failure of Catholics, especially to live their faith, is one of the biggest obstacles for our wanting to manifest Christ, to be an epiphany to the world. So we know that the three wise men, when they left Bethlehem, they may not have been, whatever the scripture scholars and all these educated people, whether they were wise men or kings before they came to Bethlehem, they were after they left. And they went out and they lived their newfound faith. They didn't remain in Bethlehem. They didn't remain in Palestine. But they took what they had received from Christ, this newfound faith. They had met the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and they went out and they lived it in their place where they went. And only maybe when we get to heaven we'll know the whole story and the complete story of these three men, these wise men from the East. But obviously they manifested and lived out that faith that we honor them as saints in the church today. And so we have even more aids at our hands or at our disposal. We have the church. We have the sacraments. We have all these many gifts that that Christ has given to us so that we can manifest him today to the unbelieving world in which we live. And so let us ask Our Lady in a special way, and especially we who are consecrated to her. We know that one of the promises and one of the effects of that grace, if we live it out, is that we'll become other Marys, living, speaking, and working in the world. And St. Louis de Montfort, Father Emil Noubert, they all say, and they all repeat, even St. Maximin Kolbe, it's an obvious fact that if we want to make Christ present, we first have to make his mother better known and loved in the world. That was the whole point of St. Louis de Montfort's total consecration. The kingdom of Christ will not be established until first the kingdom of his mother is established. And so with that Marian consecration especially, we have even more, a greater responsibility, a greater duty, but also the grace is available to help us to do that. And so let us ask Our Lady to help us to manifest Christ to the world by, first of all, imitating her and becoming another Mary, living, speaking, and working in the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.